We're doing Dov's Minute. This week's parasha is Parshat Noach. At the end of the parasha, we have the story of the Tower of Babel. The whole world is united. What a wonderful thing. Chazal tell us unity is a wonderful thing. And when in the days of Achav, the people were doing many transgressions. Nonetheless, because they were united, they had miracles, they'd always win at war and never lost a soldier. Unnatural. But yeah, unity is wonderful. The Ran, in the beginning of the Drashas Aran, explores the question of why the people of the Tower of Babel were punished indirectly their strength. Their strength was that they were united, and Hashem comes and scatters them. And so the Ran says, the idea that unity is great is provided that we are united for a positive cause. And the people in the time of the Tower of Babel were united to obliterate monotheism from the world. And one of the blessings we have is that the world powers are divided. So the United States was supporting ISIS, so along came Russia and supported Syria. When there was the Spanish Inquisition, so Germany and Britain took us in. There was the British Inquisition, so Spain took us in. Every time in history, the fact that the world is divided to 70 powers is a blessing, because even though there's persecution of monotheists in one area, there's always where to run where monotheists will be accepted. The reason Hashem intervened with the Tower of Babel was because there was unity against Avraham Avinu. The head of the project of the Tower of Babel was Nimrod. Nimrod was the nemesis of Avraham Avinu. They die on the same day. They were two opposing forces in the world. Nimrod incarcerated Avraham for 13 years. Nimrod tried to blind him, tried to kill him. And now you had all of the people of the world united in a direction of paganism. Let's build this tower, and then everyone will know our power, and everyone will know to be pagans like us. Hashem says, when there's unity to obliterate monotheism, then I intervene and I divide the powers. The division of powers is a blessing to those that are monotheists. And that's what the Sfas Emes writes, was why in the beginning of Megillas Esther, we begin with Vayehi. It says a term of weeping in the beginning of Megillas Esther. Why? What's so terrible? Oh, because Achashverosh ruled over the world. When Achashverosh rules the planet, then it's a threat, because when he makes a decree, there's nowhere to run. The idea that the world powers were divided in the Tower of Babel is a blessing to monotheists forever, so that when there's persecution in one place, we can run to another place. Shabbat Shalom.